tutu. How many tutu a Surrey? And a hack is four to a hack.
I think so.
It is. Four to a is one to a buggy. Uh-huh. And two to a Surrey. And four to a hack. Because I remember my mama's Uncle Pete had a Surrey. I was a little old girl. I remember just as good and had tossers. See, when you buy them harnesses, and you have, they dress them up, just like people fix up the cars now. Well, they get them harnesses and get red tossers and put on each side.
And some of them had lights on them.
Yeah, it had lights on them. And some of them had little bells. Now, my uncles had little bells. And become ding-a-ling-a-ding-a-ling-ding. The small little old bells. I see some little bells down in Mr. not long ago in his old antique place on them harnesses. And then they be have two that would hitch to the Surrey.
Oh,
and when you go, well, in the Surrey, folk could ride in there. My granddaddy and my mother and my daddy. And then, but if little bit of children, could be four little children back there. We could be four grown people and four or five little children in the Surrey, because three seats in the Surrey.
How did you keep the, Surrey or the buggy or all those things, how did you keep them, the wheels from making a lot of noise, squeaking?
You please them.
It would?
It had a wax of grease.
Mm-hmm. Black grease.
Big round box like that. And be axe of grease in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they take that top off and take a stick and they take that wheel off and put that grease all around where that wheel goes on there. And that it wouldn't keep no racket, then it wouldn't screech.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And tighten it back up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't screech.
Did most people have those bells?
No, sir, there's few people. Because everybody didn't have them. Didn't have them certain have buggers sure, and yeah. things. Just one or two people would have them. Because everybody just wasn't able to get them. Because some people would make crops, and some people would clear a little out of the crop, and sometimes the crop wouldn't clear nothing out of it. Now I'm just going to tell you like it is. That's what he want to hear.
That's right.
I know it.
That's right.
And well, we'd make crops, because I know my mother and them would make crops. I remember one crop we made 22 bales of cotton, and didn't clear nothing out of it. Just worked hard that year and didn't clear nothing. And we mostly lived off of our cows, because we was milking two cows at that time. One cow, our old cow, she had come in and had a small cow. Well, you know, the first cow, them young, they don't give much milk. Well, we wasn't getting too much milk from her, but we was getting right small from this cow's mother. Well, we lived off of milk and bread, made that crop. And hogs were my mother killed, and we raised geese and chickens, and that's where we lived off of. And that year didn't clear nothing, and we didn't have clothes that winter and nothing. I'm just going, no, we didn't have nothing. It was pitiful because Mama had 8 head of little children. Those didn't have nothing that year. Sure didn't. Well, he borrowed the main that my daddy had, $100. But to get little stuff during the winter. It had molasses, because it would raise a garden. My mother was smart when we have a garden, potato patch, and corn, and making meal. Well, they had to buy sugar and coffee and flour and rice like that. But we raised iced potatoes and sweet potatoes. Because I remember one year we had 2 pumps of sweet potatoes and a pump of iced potatoes. Mm-hmm. You know, they call them white potatoes. And but it is different now, because it is a white potato and it's a red iced potato.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we raised them red ones the most. But we had them. Well, we had our own meat and our own cornbread and milk and sweet potatoes. But we didn't have flour and sugar and coffee and rice like that. Well, he let my daddy have. Well, at that time, $100 would go a long ways, because clothes wasn't so high.
It wasn't nothing high,
because at that time, I remember when sugar used to be 3 and 4 cents.